Street Shepherd with Steph Harmon. True stories of Jesus on the streets, reaching the broken and lost. Chapter 11. Delivered from Demons. God's love set her free. The homeless woman was what some would call crazy, talking to herself and wandering the parking lot. "My heartstrings are being pulled," she said, as she walked over to me. "I don't want to leave this area." The area she spoke of was a table I was sat at. It was the first clear thing she had said in years. I had just ordered a sandwich inside the deli and was waiting for my food to be prepared. I had never eaten here before, but found myself here by listening to the Holy Spirit, driving down the road, turning into the shopping center. Afternoon air was perfectly warm, and the sun gave out just enough light to make sitting here pleasant. "My heartstrings," her voice trailed off. As she spoke, tears filled her eyes, not tears of pain, but of relief, of joy. "I've never felt this before," she said. "I don't want to leave this area. My heartstrings are being pulled." I knew she was feeling the Holy Spirit, that God was drawing her in. She was about 5'4", blue eyes, grayish hair, hidden under a beanie cap. She said she was in her 30s. She sat next to me at my table. The atmosphere around us was supercharged with peace. Eternity shone through this time and place. "God loves you," I said. The words made her focus. Her gaze met mine. God saw the daughter, not the homeless wreck. He saw her heart, not the tattered clothes, unwashed hands, broken teeth. He forgave the mistakes, the dysfunctional years, the bad choices, the prideful past, saw the abuse suffered at the hands of others. Yet before him now was the humbled woman, alone except for his focus on her. In her almost feral eyes, I could see the words sink in. She mumbled something. "What you're feeling is the peace of the Lord Jesus," I said. "Do you believe Jesus loves you?" "Yes, Jesus," she said. She mentioned having several children and uttered some unintelligible words that I knew were not her own. A friend of mine came out of the deli and sat at a third chair at the table. He was a believer also, and a little surprised to see a homeless woman sat at my table. I stared at him a moment, and he understood. God is working here. We asked her if she wanted us to pray for her, and she said yes. As we began to pray, her body began to violently shake, and God started to deliver her of many demons. For about 7 minutes we prayed, and the Holy Spirit said, "It was finished." She was free. "Jesus is Lord," she said. I recall the time in Scripture when Jesus had come across the man in the tombs. Most had only seen the outer appearance, but Jesus saw his heart. How many times have we not seen the heart and defined someone according to what we see rather than what God sees? How many aren't set free yet because believers don't understand that we battle not against flesh and blood? Because believers don't understand who they are in God's kingdom. Even so, marvel not that the spirits are subject to you. Marvel that you are registered as citizens of heaven. You see, Jesus came to restore us to our rightful place and dominion. Only with the Holy Spirit is this true. This woman, whom had wandered decades in bondage, was now free. You've been listening to Street Shepherd, the podcast. I'm Step Harmon. I really appreciate you listening. And be sure to share these testimonies with others of Jesus on the streets. Once again, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. God bless.